It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Our health affects our beauty, our skin, our self-confidence, and everything. So today we're going to talk about a subject a lot of people just don't even talk about. And Lisa, I'm going to share a story. I don't know about you, but I'll speak about me. When we were young, my mom used to serve applesauce before dinner, and all of us would get this bowl of applesauce, and sometimes we'd like it, and sometimes we were gagging on it and pushed it away. And so to this day, we still bring up the same subject when there's applesauce at the dinner table, with or without. Well, come to find out, it was with castor oil. And if you go back to the 70s, castor oil tastes awful. Okay, well, you know where this is heading is because I've suffered from IBS or irritable bowel syndrome. And so that was the way of trying to get things regulated. And so even now at Christmas dinners, I'll bring up and ask, is that applesauce with or without? And it's become a running joke. But it's a serious subject because it does affect everything in your life more than people realize. And today's guest is actually someone who focuses in this area. So I'm getting excited because today's guest is Colleen Francioli. Now, Colleen Francioli is a seasoned digital marketing consultant for the health and wellness sector. She's a certified nutritionist, and she's an author of the Everything Low FODMAP Diet Cookbook. Now, she's focused on helping people with IBS. So this is an area that's going to help me. She helps people with gastrointestinal disorders. I stutter that one out, right? You can tell I get excited about the subject. So we're going to jump right in. Colleen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Colleen, I was looking at your book, The Everything Low FODMAP Diet Cookbook, and I thought, okay, I don't know what that means, but I want some Latin quinoa stuffed peppers and pumpkin spice cupcakes and grilled swordfish with pineapple salsa and all the other great things you have in the book. So what is a low FODMAP diet? Because it sounds delicious.
Yeah, so basically, the low FODMAP diet is meant for people who suffer from symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. And it's kind of a complex diet, but to make it a little bit easier to digest, no pun intended, FODMAPs stand for a collection of short-chain carbohydrates, sugars, and fibers that are found in foods naturally or as food additives. And FODMAPs include fructose when in excess of glucose, fructans, galacto-oligosaccharides, lactose, and polyols. And basically, you follow the low FODMAP diet, which is an elimination diet, for a period of anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks. And you eliminate FODMAPs from your diet. So FODMAP stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. And there's a long list of FODMAPs, but to give you a brief list of the FODMAPs that are found most common in the Western diet include onions, garlic, large amounts of wheat, high amounts of lactose, and polyols, which are sugar alcohols you might find in supplements. You might find them in cough syrup. The vegetables are artichokes, asparagus, and then fruits are nectarines, watermelon, apples, peaches, pears, you know, the list goes on. But the thing I like about this diet is that it's a way of trying to figure out what you're, you know, why you're experiencing symptoms instead of, you know, using medication. So it's a dietary approach to eliminating symptoms. And it works. It's been proven to work for about 70% of people that follow the diet correctly.
Wow. So it's a simpler, healthier approach. Yeah, I like it, especially without taking medicine. I mean, you know, some people need certain medicines, but if we can avoid them, even better. And so this cookbook, give us some examples of some things that we can implement in our diets that would make a difference. You know, something very simple that we could do, or a quick snack. If I was going to have a snack today, what would be some of the snacks you'd even recommend?
A quick snack could be rice crackers, you know, with Parmesan cheese, for example. It could be a cup of grapes along with cheese as well. It could be, you know, for breakfast, it could be quinoa flakes mixed with some peanut butter and some strawberries. Other snacks include other types of gluten-free products, as long as they don't have FODMAPs in them. Like, for example, gluten-free bread that doesn't contain FODMAPs, such as honey and agave. And, you know, on that, you could put butter on the toast if you wanted to, different types of nut butters, not pistachio or cashews. Those are high in FODMAPs. You could make smoothies as long as you use one serving of low FODMAP fruit and a FODMAP-friendly protein powder. The list goes on. I have a list of different snack ideas on my website as well. But, mainly if you just stick to whole foods, whole low FODMAP foods like fruits, vegetables, rice crackers or gluten-free crackers, low FODMAP cheeses and whatnot. There's a lot of different combinations, if you will.
Well, you know what's so impressive in the book as well is you have a meat eater's 5-day plan, a vegetarian 5-day plan, and a vegan 5-day plan. So that's incredibly helpful because someone said, well, what if I'm a vegan? Well, here you go. What if I'm a meat eater? Here you go. it's interesting because you mentioned cheese a couple times. So because you mentioned lactose in the beginning. So there's some cheeses that are FOD. It sounds like they are FODMAP approved. Like you mentioned Parmesan. What are some others?
Yeah, exactly. So Parmesan has very trace amounts of lactose in this cheese. So even if you are lactose intolerant, in some cases, some people can still have trace amounts of lactose in their diet. So like I had mentioned before, the diet's not it's not per se a lactose-free diet. It's just limiting lactose. So, you want to stick to hard cheeses or aged cheeses, basically, on this diet. Some of those cheeses are American cheese, Parmesan cheese, Swiss cheese, cheddar cheese. So, yeah, and it's not to say that cheese is a big part of the diet, but it's definitely something that you can enjoy. And there's a brand of, it's called Glutino. They make gluten-free pretzels. A lot of times I like to have those with some almond butter or, a banana, like I've mentioned before, strawberries, carrots. I have a recipe for nut butter muffins that you can have. There's also another brand called EnviroKids Gorilla Munch Corn Puff Cereal, so you can have corn flakes or corn cereal for breakfast or for a snack. Blue Diamond almond nut thins with mozzarella cheese. So there's lots of different ideas that you could work with. And we do try on the diet when we talk about this diet. We do try to say, stick to as many whole foods as you can, because really the more, I'm sure as you both know, the more whole foods that you eat, the healthier and the easier it will be for your gut to be able to digest those foods.
Okay, let me ask a silly question. You've got a 5-day plan. At the end of 5 days, what would I expect? Would I see a dramatic difference? Would I see a minor difference enough to entice me to keep going?
Okay. So those plans were made simply just to give you an idea of what 5 days might look like on the diet. But generally speaking, it's good that everybody follow the diet for at least 2 weeks because most people might find a difference in how they feel after 2 weeks. Some people, it might take them up to 6 weeks. So it just really depends. So you'd want, that's just an example, but you'd want at least, 2 weeks of meal plans to work with. Up to 2 weeks later, you might start to feel like, I'm not getting gassed every morning or every night or whatnot. So you might have something in the morning, but it might not produce gas until hours later, or you might not have symptoms until the next day. So that's why with this diet, you follow the elimination phase, which is between 2 to 6 weeks. And then after that, you start into the rechallenge phase. That's when you start to bring things like garlic and onions back into your diet in small to medium to large amounts over a week period. And then you're able to figure out.
I apologize. We're running out of time. 10 minutes goes by quick. You've made detoxing very simple. And so I want to thank you for joining us. I invite everybody to check out her book, The Everything Low FODMAP Diet Cookbook. We're going to put a link up to her website, thefodmaplife.com. Colleen, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit gabradionetwork.com.